All right, let's start this shit. Oh my God, you're Pedro. Ready positions. What are you doing?
Oh, you stand.
I'm sending out the tweets.
Oh, I forget.
You know how the social media works.
You stand like a little squatty pissing girl.
Are we on?
In a public restroom. We're
on. Oh, thank God.
I stand like you poop in public restrooms. Yeah.
What? I do the japper.
Like most people do. That's fine.
I do the japper hover squat.
It's your first mistake. Is pooping in public restrooms.
Oh, like, sometimes you gotta.
When
I was a little kid, yeah, fuck it. I thought I could.
I'd rather shit my pants than take a shit in one of those porta potties at
concerts. Have you ever had to?
Oh yeah, like 7 times.
Okay,
probably.
Chemical toilets are fucking disgusting. That's a whole other thing. Yeah,
you have to stop going to concerts.
I've many times on construction sites. I've had this talk when I'm doing my day job. All the refuse. Uh-huh. Like the guys actually building whatever I'm working on, they use the chemical toilets, and I'm just like the fucking high yaller house help, you know what I'm saying, in ye olden and slave days. I'm like, where's the toilet in here? Because I'm going to use that, and then you can work around the fucking piss that I leave on the tiles, because I'm better than you. So are we OPP show? Is that what this is?
We're the Popcast.
Popcast?
The P-O-P.
Popcast.
This fucking dipshit Pete over here walks in all happy. He's like, I've got a great name for the show. It's Pete, Othello, and Papa. Let's make it the Popcast.
I like
it's
that.
The Papa, Othello, and Pete.
You guys don't like
how
that?
How about you in front? Now, do you like it better?
No. I go third
it's
on
a
this.
It's P, period, O, period, P, period.
I ride sex caboose on this shit. Othello's lucky Pierre. He's getting fucked, and he's fucking. And then you just got your unsatisfied dick out in the air.
I know.
Out in front.
That's why I'm standing, so
yeah,
everybody can see it.
No,
everybody else is getting satisfied.
I mean, really, Pop? You didn't think Pop Cast was taken?
It doesn't matter, dude.
I know
it's 2006, right?
We can show whatever we want, dude.
Well, we can't call it anything we want.
We sure can.
I mean, there's certain words.
We almost. What were we gonna go with? The Fag Force 5.
Fag Force 5. I don't.
That's perfect.
The Cuntcast.
Cuntcast. I do like Cuntcast. That's a little tongue in cheek, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, just a tad.
The whole purpose of the show is to get, like, the bad words out of our system. So, you know what?
Yeah.
I like Fag Force 5.
Fag Force 5. So
I don't care what you guys say.
Well, we need 2 more fags to round up the numbers.
It is
yeah,
true.
Right.
Yeah, they're under the table.
I mean, there's truth in advertising. Like, we have to blow each other to
yeah,
get
that's,
gay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we need 2 more guys.
I think you can do that on Periscope.
And then I guess we legally could be Fag Force 5.
Let's get
point.
On it.
Okay. All right. You
Sounds
go,
worth it.
You go first. You fuck Pete, and I'll verify. And he fucks
no,
you.
No, my job's finding the
You verify?
Other...
Yeah. I verify there's penetration and completion.
That's a hell of a producer's job.
Without completion, it wasn't love. You didn't make love. So for the meantime, we're putting the show on in papasbasement.com, but there will be a website unto itself once we're sure that Othello's in for all the Fag Force faggotry. Yeah.
Yeah. God. Understandable.
I've said the hard F a lot. I don't feel good saying that.
You should feel good though. Like, don't you feel like you hold it back all day, and this is your release? Because that's how I feel.
Oh, I mean, if it
like
was
all day in the office, I'm just like, just wait till 7:30. You can say it as many times as you want then.
If it was a word I was holding in all day, it'd be the 9 N something.
God. No, I got you.
Yeah, we need a whole squad to fill out the ranks. No, I don't feel the need to. I don't know why. I guess maybe I was just taught. You know, I've learned in the last year just how evil word fag is now. So I don't have fag in my
in your
heart to scream it. Yeah,
that's nice of you, man.
It makes me
I
feel
try,
a little
yeah.
uncomfortable.
This is me kissing up to Hollywood. I don't feel
is
the
fag
need.
The new N word.
No, well, I think I feel like we're very close to taking fag back.
I know.
Like, it's not a bad thing. But, I mean, it is. But it's
I'll
getting
put it,
close.
I'll
I
put
mean,
it this way to
like,
answer
dude.
Your question, Othello. We're saying fag left and right, but we're...
Pretty.
We're going N-word.
There's one word we're not saying.
We're not
saying.
Dropping yeah. that one, so...
Hmm.
Thank
well,
your
until
question.
The N-word is dethroned by fag, we can't really say the full word. I feel like...
Oh, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I feel like people are more and more sensitive to that word these days.
To fag.
Yeah. You can't get away with it like you could before.
Yeah, you can't, you know, if a kid steals your lunch, You can't scream fag.
Right. Yeah.
As he runs away
with
it.
You're a hate monger.
Because he's a bully and he beat the shit out of you. He already took your lunch.
Yep.
Proved his dominance. We have like a whole gender queer kind of fucking story we can tie that into later. Or, you know, if I were good, we'd do it now.
That's exactly where I thought it was going.
We could just segue.
I remember hearing about this.
Well, it's a long goddamn story. I don't want to, right now, we're just shooting the shit.
Yeah, we're just shooting the shit.
Yeah, the three gay amigos over here.
Just three fags shooting the shit.
Yeah. So I don't want to then commandeer the next 30 minutes because we had a fuck ton of topics.
Oh,
so
I know, and you would.
You guys are
it's on your favorite topic.
Well, Magic the Gathering.
Can I start the show with how shitty the Arby's gyro sandwich is? I've been holding this in the whole time, but...
This and fag.
The Arby's that is right next to the studio, like half a mile away, is something I can never avoid.
You
like,
know,
I
no always one have makes to stop. You eat there.
It's, yeah, I know. That shows you how much respect I have for myself.
Yeah.
And I went in there today, and of course, you know, being from Morocco, I see the gyros, their new menu, and how can I resist? I ordered it.
But it's not going to be... That's like when KFC is like, we have authentic hot chicken. It's a crock of shit. Like, authentic hot chicken is going to be served to you by, like, someone whose ancestors, you know...
I feel like they do.
Were owned along with the building where it's getting cooked.
I feel like I am getting authentic hot chicken from KFC and Popeyes. What else did they be giving me?
All right, like, real hot chicken, real fast, is the shit they cook in the South. I don't fucking know where. I hate the South. Like, I wish it all just succeed. We could flush it down the fucking toilet.
Their gyro is, it's like they went to Safeway and got roast, like Oscar Mayer roast beef packages.
Nice.
Of thinly sliced pieces of deli meats.
Okay.
And they just shoved it in there. It was cold as shit. It was just brown roast beef covered in like tzatziki sauce or whatever the fuck that's called.
Tzatziki, you got it.
And I mean, I ate the whole thing, you know, but
yeah,
I was disgusted in myself more than usual.
And then right at the end, you were like, can I get a refund?
Yeah, and I was like, you guys are kind of racist for trying to sell me this fucking bullshit-ass gyro.
But that's fucking when Arby's is serving an ethnic food, it's for some dipshit in Tuscaloosa that's like, oh, golly, my first gyro. This is what all them New York Jews are talking about.
Yeah,
I'm glad I finished high school to get there.
I bought in.
It's a nice
I bought
treat.
In hard.
Oh, you are a damn dunce, man.
I know. I even asked for extra tzatziki sauce. Like, they knew what they were doing.
Well, that's the one thing. You fucking drown it in that shit.
Yeah.
And that would make it palatable.
I think anything tastes like a gyro if you cover it in that sauce.
But all you have to do to know you're getting fucked is ask, hey...
Where am I right now?
Well, yeah. Not only that, but, like, where's the creepy meat stick? That you're shaving this, the 8-inch diameter meat cylinder.
Where's your machete that you're using to cut off the slices of meat?
Yeah, to threaten the people that rob you and cut your gyro meat off.
That's a good point, yeah.
Which those legs of meat never look real, like ever. I've been to ones where, I don't know,
I
call it
a leg.
It looks like a thigh.
It does.
But it's like, none of that has ever looked real. It's all like pressed meat. It's like the plywood of the meat world.
Yeah,
like you don't trust it.
You're not gonna put the good shit.
I don't feel like you should support your body on it.
Define real, because I mean it's real gyro, but it's not like, I mean it's processed meat because it's like half, I don't know, half.
It just
like
looks like
lamb.
Pressed. It looks like spam, and then they browned it.
It is the Arab spam. That's exactly what it is.
That's what my mom used to call it.
God.
Yeah, man.
That just blew my mind right now.
As a Greek, we ate the same shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up just fucking hairy, greasy men, you know, running their deli.
Covering everything in tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, and just hacking big, long sheaths of this stuff. It looked like someone almost like, it comes off the same way you're doing like a polio string cheese, where it's just one long strip of meat, and you're like, there's nothing real to that. That's not like a sinew he found. This was just, they like threw a lamb into an acid bath and then drained it and took a spatula to the bottom of the bath, and then like they put it around
they put it on a clay pot, I think, for a little bit.
Yeah,
like one person,
exactly.
And then they just mold it into this shape, and then
here
you go.
Righteous Brothers play.
That's what they got.
And, you know, Demi Moore fucking squeezes it into the proper shape, and then they throw it around a paper towel tube, and that's your gyro meat.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed. But I'll probably eat it again. Like,
of course you will.
I want to try it now, honestly.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, it's like, I trust your opinion on most things, but then you tell me like a food sucks and I'm like, I'm going to have to try
that. Let me see.
I have to try that.
Well, unless he said.
I can't know
for
sure.
You could tell me it was awesome and I'd be like, one day. Yeah, I'll try it probably one day.
I mean, unless it was the strawberries from Tropical Smoothie Cafe where he's like, oh, I hate this and I got fucking hepatitis A.
And I got hepatitis A.
Like, if anyone says this food sucked, you're going to be like, you know what? You're full of shit because it's a small investment. If he was like, oh, this house I bought is a piece of shit, do you want to move into it? You'd be like, fuck you and your mother.
Yeah. But,
you know, when it comes to just, oh, this $2 dink shit thing I bought sucks, you're like, you know what? I kind of want to almost share the experience of this garbage.
Are you guys anti-Arby's? Like, do you not go to Arby's?
I feel that Arby's is, like, in the era of the boy bands, you had, like, your Backstreet Boys and then your NSYNC.
Yeah,
and
Backstreet
then
Boys
it was
Burger
like,
King. And,
yeah, and then it got all the way down to, like, 98 degrees.
98 degrees is Taco Bell, obviously.
Yeah, and then, like,
what is
Menudo
Arby's, like,
and shit.
Together?
Yeah, Arby's is, together. Like, exactly.
Arby's is O-Town, probably.
Oh, yeah, thank shit. You. Yeah, like, all these big
which,
acts.
You know, I was sort of a fan of.
Yeah, I mean, the Ashley's doing all right, I guess, right?
The guys,
having a bunch of kids.
The guys into Arby's are big Arby's people, just like O-Town people. Like, whenever they come to the country fair.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to come out and see them. But, yeah, I had a friend who was Arby's loyal, and we'd go there. And to me, it was just very overpriced. The curly fries were okay, I guess. But I don't know. I'm not, despite being a wreck physically, I'm not that way via, I would say, like, fast food of that caliber. I'm much more like, oh, you know, I'm Louis the fucking 14th. Look at me eating at Chipotle twice a day. Like, that's my jam. I don't, if I'm getting it from a drive-thru line, I'm like, I deserve everything coming to me.
You know, the beef and cheddar hits some spots. Like, I think in the fast food, when you're trying to fit that sphere, that you're just like, I have an emptiness inside me. I need a beef and cheddar. Sometimes that hits a spot, but as a whole, that menu sucks dicks. That's, I think that they really don't go outside of the realm of, like, just
fancy
meat.
They have this.
It all looks like a vagina.
Shit. Yeah, they have this shit roast beef that they act like is the cornerstone of everything. They're like, oh, we're throwing this roast beef on our chicken sandwich.
And I'm
like,
get away from it, guys.
Yeah. Do you want a milkshake with roast
Branch
beef
out.
On it?
That's
Arby's.
Why you're the only one who has a roast beef restaurant.
I think that the whole world,
which by the way, I've
world.
Been to that strip club. It's not bad.
The whole country, at least, it is brainwashed by this episode of The Simpsons that when it comes to Arby's, and they don't even really realize it. But I specifically remember this scene in a Simpsons episode when I was like 11,
okay.
Where they're doing like a Lord of the Flies episode.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Everyone's
the
like,
bus crashes. Yeah.
Everyone's starving, and one of the kids is like, "I'm so hungry, I could eat Arby's." And they're like, "Oh, gross!" And I remember, like, ever since then, like, people had a negative reaction to Arby's, and I sort of blame The Simpsons for it. And I've personally taken it on myself to move past that stigma,
yeah,
and just give it a second go.
You'll say fag left and right, but when it comes to
hating
your heart,
it's very big.
Thanks,
it really is.
I know they have jalapeno poppers, they have mozzarella sticks.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's fucking good stuff.
The Jamocha shake.
They have a Jamocha shake.
I don't like that. You lost me on that, but he's, you know,
that's when I have friends that say that they go there. I go there for the Jamocha.
I'll drive to Arby's after the show.
Yeah, I know, but it's for like who? Why wouldn't you eat cheese sticks?
Yeah,
anywhere.
Yeah. How can you go wrong with those?
I heard someone once he's like, doesn't the fun go out of cheese sticks when you realize they're just deep fried, like, string cheeses?
Yeah.
No.
Who said that?
It doesn't.
I think
yeah.
It was a comedian, maybe.
A moron.
Bastard.
I think you just hack it in half and deep fry it.
Do you like cheese sticks? Yes. Do you like deep fried things? Yes.
I suppose, yeah.
Why the hell wouldn't I do that?
Deep frying has never really made anything worse. I mean, okay, you know what? I like to say that and be like, wah-ha-ha, you know, America, fat food, all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something radical here. I fucking hate deep-fried Twinkies and Oreos. All that fair
never
food
had them.
Shit.
Never had them.
I only get them when I'm in Vegas at Fremont Street, and they're like 80
Ooh,
cents each.
He's a
and
local.
They'll give you this like trough of fried dog shit,
uh-huh.
And you take one bite, and it's so covered in cake batter. It's like finding the pussy on a fat girl. Like, you're just going through all this batter. You're like, where's the little dinky Oreo inside?
I didn't
inside?
Even want to get here in the first place.
You're throwing flour on it.
Yeah, like, to find it, yeah.
Yep.
No, you crack it. It's like a soft ball of dough.
Yeah.
And then in the middle is the Oreo. And you're like, if you're just going to deep fry cake batter, fucking just serve that. Like, cut the shit.
I've never really tried anything like that. And I feel like I would be sorely disappointed if I were to like, because the whole gimmick is like, it's not served because it's going to be like some new experience. It's just the idea of having like a fried food that's not supposed to be fried. And anytime you get anything like that, it's like almost overwhelming and too much to even enjoy. So I've never even like really like considered those to be like real foods. It's like, okay, this is kind of like a circus like experience that I can't even consider.
Yeah, it's kind of an oddity.
It's like
when you go to the freak show and then it's like the deep fried Oreo.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? It's not that appealing.
It's not
like all these foods and the Arby's, I don't think anyone's ever like really professed their love to any of these foods.
Well, wait. Are you talking about fast food or are you talking about circus?
I'm talking about food in general, honestly.
Oh, okay. This is where we part ways.
I have something. When did you make love?
I want
to
just eat a pizza on the toilet right now. So yeah, fuck off.
Okay, so eating anything on the toilet is it's kind of awesome, unless it's a public restroom, then that's really weird.
I've never eaten while shitting. Like, I'm afraid I'd wipe myself with the slice. But you know, I can't do the rub my
pepperoni
head.
That,
but I've certainly like to act like a goddamn Roman emperor.
Exactly.
I've,
like, you feel like a king.
I've taken a leak while like holding a hoagie.
Oh yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good. We're all on the same.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. So
you've been in the same room as like some food where your junk has been exposed?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. Because you.
That's just me eating at
night. You feel comfortable around that food. Right? you like it.
Which I don't think you suffer from the same debilitating illness that
John and
I suffer from, where like we can't pass by a fast food establishment without at least considering it, like heavily considering stopping and picking up something off of the dollar menu.
I'm not exactly, well, mine's in a different form. Mine, if there's any food lying around anywhere. Like, especially at the station, for example.
Right.
Other shows for their guests will bring in donuts and cookies.
I've seen it.
And that's where addiction kicks in, where, like, not for a split fucking second am I like, this isn't for me. It wasn't paid for by me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, look, a flying saucer. And then you fucking just grab a handful and shove them down your pants.
He does. He goes over there. You know I'm important, right?
Yeah.
And he just grabs, like, two donuts and you're like,
if it's
the Hot Pockets out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Just because there was no name on it or anything. He was like,
there's
food in here. Why am I not eating it? And I was like, you don't even like those things.
There's a fridge here. No, you're right. Where there's certain foods I've kept track of like 18 months. Like they're like the corpses on Everest.
Uh-huh.
Like they're just it's like, oh, it's Green Boots, the Hot Pocket. Where it's just, it's in ice.
We're halfway there.
Go. Yeah. But unlike the corpses, eventually I will free them. Like there's a 6-inch diameter frozen pizza that has been in there maybe since Obama took office. And you know what? Fuck it. Tonight is the night. I'm going to take it home. And
you won't do it.
I want you to eat it on Periscope.
You won't fucking do
I'll
it.
I'll do it. I'll
Will
eat
you do
that
it?
Shit. I'll eat it in a heartbeat.
Sorry, guys. I can't actually talk on Periscope.
Six
I'm
inches,
using my
though?
Phone right now.
It's not even a real pizza.
I know. It's a little
tiny
distance.
Hey, it's real enough.
But it's not even in its box. I mean, it's
freezer burned. Lots of girls like a 6-inch pizza.
It's covered in, like, plastic, right?
Just in a plastic wrap, yeah. It's cold, like, Call of the Wild shit.
Dude, that's it's going to be good.
It's
been in
so.
The freezer, yeah.
But that's...
How do you go wrong with pizza or bread and cheese? Like,
you can't, and that's carbs especially. That's just my... I go fucking nuts. It's this, like, when I had alcoholic roommates, it would be the same thing where I would leave out a handle of liquor, and I would come back 2 days later, and they would leave... a fucking, like, eighth of an inch at the bottom so they could be like, I didn't drink all your liquor.
Yeah, there's still some in there.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If you're just like, hey, Homer, don't eat this pie, and you put it out, I mean, within 20 minutes, I'm like, fuck it, I left half. Like, he can't get upset. Like, that's my shit. Like, that's the trigger. And you're driving by fast food?
Yeah. I can't stop myself. I don't know why. I mean, to me... the idea of spending time microwaving food that's in the freezer is...
You can't be bothered.
No. So I don't think... Yeah, I think we're
what
on different playing fields here. Yeah, exactly. But I dude, I hate, to be honest with you guys, I fucking hate Arby's. But every single time I come here, I go
so
there.
So stop sponsoring us.
I can't help myself, man. Even if a place is like fucking shit burger, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot because I'm here. You know, why not?
It's fast. I
probably
don't have
got
to do anything.
Side orders and stuff.
No, it's weird. I lost my tooth for fast food a couple years ago. I don't
what?
Know what. Yeah,
it was a charity event.
I'll go one tier up where it's any of that fast casual shit. I'm the same way. We're like, oh, this is Qdoba. This is Bob. Fuck, get it?
Never been to Qdoba.
Yeah. I'll eat any of that shit. But if you're like, this is actual, like a kid making $7.50 through this in the fryer shit. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. Like you said, they have mozzarella sticks and jalapeno poppers. I'm going to drive out of here and I'm getting those.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, but that's a rare, I don't even view it as a treat. Like, I'd rather piss away my calories on other, like, equally disgusting shit.
Do you think it has anything to do with how frugal you are and how little you like to spend when you're out?
Because, no, that's why I'm not getting drive-through lobsters. Like,
I'm saying that may have some that may be the reason that you and I are feel differently about stopping at every fast food place we see on the drive home.
It's 100% why I eat burritos at least 3 times a week.
For frozen burritos?
No, I eat Anita's burritos at like 99 cents for the refried beans. Like,
yeah, I don't think there's much fast food where I'm
it's
like
absurd.
Oh, I, you know, my kid doesn't get his plasma this week.
Yeah.
Or any shit like that. I don't think there's anything that steep out there. I know when I do pull up and my mom's like, get me a Whopper or some shit, I think what goes through my head is I'm like, $5 for that? Like, I'm $1.50 short of like a Chipotle bowl.
Yeah.
Which isn't just complete disgusting dog shit. Like, I feel time has forgotten fast food. It's just weird business model. It's like some, you know, it's like your...
I want to see that newspaper headline.
That's deep.
Time has forgotten fast food.
I want to get that tattooed.
That was deep.
It's like you could send an email or you can turn around and get the Pony Express to actually send something with like a wax signet seal on it. That's...
Yeah.
I mean, fast food just feels like locked in an era where...
That's how your burger has to come. Like when they seal the package at the top.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So I know the Count of Monte Cristo cooked it.
Yeah,
it's a throwback to when people truly didn't give a fuck about ingredients. Like Chipotle's all like, our pork doesn't have antibiotics in it. And you can see, like, Cava, we go there, and it's like, these are the local farms that gave you their
Nobody yelled at this animal.
Yeah, Burger King is like, they should, you know, if they're going to go that route, they'd be like, the flesh of 16 cows is in one of your fucking patties because it was made in an acid bath the size of an Olympic pool.
There's a lot of buttholes in there, too.
Convenience trumps all. Like,
yeah.
People don't care.
I'm slave to convenience.
You could tell them there's a 10% chance you'll get cancer if you eat this. I mean, I'm sure there have been reports.
Yeah.
they'll get cancer if they eat Burger King, but... If you can just pull up, not get out of your car, and freaking just have an El Salvadorian woman hand you your lunch, people will pay for that for days.
Again, I'm sorry, Wes.
No, I was going to say, so you guys got your fast food vices. Basically, it's just like, I wouldn't say slaves to convenience, because I don't want to call you guys slaves. I'd rather call you fags.
Appreciate that, man.
But I feel like that's just better. Oh. But what I want to say was, I mean, have you ever felt the need, like, maybe myself, like, having sex with food?
What?
Have you guys ever want to like have sex with food?
Like
sometimes, like when
like you stick my person? Dick in it, or like do a George
Costanza
eating a sandwich.
You're not like getting, you know, you didn't take it out. You didn't take it out to dinner. You didn't take it out. Like you didn't get some Burger King and then take it out to Red Lobster.
Just like a wham
dig
bam,
is a
thank
Burger
you,
King
ham.
Or like some McDonald's and then like put your dick in it.
Like actually, fuck food.
It doesn't go that far, right?
I tried to have sex with a Gatorade bottle one time.
I did a banana peel once.
You did?
Yeah, I felt
huge.
I ripped right through it. I was like, oh, I felt great about my dick after that.
Yeah, me too, after the Gatorade bottle.
How did the, I don't know if I'm girthy enough for a Gatorade bottle.
You'd be surprised, dude. I was surprised. I was like, oh, shit, all right.
Paper towel roll?
Sorry, Gatorade bottle.
Paper towel roll?
Not tonight.
Anyone? Okay, we're talking about food. Sorry. I didn't want to change brands. But what I was trying to say was, I got this infliction. And, like, lately, like, I've really just been, like, acting on it.
Is this you getting weird and sticky or, like, for real?
No, I've been...
I'm so into
You know, I have these feelings. you know, like about what? Fast food, just like you guys do, but it sort of developed into something else.
I mean, this
else.
Is real. This is captivating.
Are you doing a bit right now?
If it's a bit, I'll stone you to death.
Okay. You guys like are like,
Afghan
you guys are losing your mind. I just
looked
have
at
to,
someone else.
Basically, what I have to do is, you guys don't believe me. I'm standing here. I'm trying to tell you that, like, in earnest, I have feelings for certain foods. I mean, mostly like chickens and, I mean, like tzatziki sauce. Like, that is, that really does it. That just, that goes above and beyond. You know, like
so
you
what,
said,
like
dude.
Food gets you hard?
Put it on anything, especially buns.
Okay, so you've put food on chicks then?
Usually it's just me and the food.
What, you whack it with the what, food?
Do you know how hard it is to get like chicks to be like really like into this like food experiment or something like that?
What is going on right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, this is like I'm really trying
it's
to
it's really tough to get like a chick that's like really into like a food experiment.
Wait, so when was the last
I mean,
time you
there
fucked...
is a chick feel... every once in a while that you could pee on that you probably cannot be like, babe, do you want to fuck this burger
I feel
with
we've
me?
Got Tom
do you
Hanks
want to fuck this burger with me?
In Apollo 13 over here, and I'm trying to Ed Harris your ass back
listen,
from space, but I don't know what's going on, man.
Well, Ed Harris went a little nuts in the Nicolas Cage The Rock, right?
Yeah, he was the evil general.
Exactly. He lost his mind there. Okay. So that's exactly where you brought me to, son.
What? So you get food, and then you like jacked it with the food?
I mean, I have, but it really what
like
I think the most food? I think the most important part is that you have to see.
No, the most
so
important
recently,
part is you
recently,
stuck your
like,
dick in food.
Okay, it is, but I decided like I'm not gonna hide this. I can't. All right, know?
So what is
so
your
there's
fucking...
no point. I have to. I made a video and I have to show you guys.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Damn.
Wait. What is going on right now?
He has a
can
video,
we please
some creepy
just watch this.
McChicken video, and he was doing like an 18-minute
okay.
setup.
All right.
Let's just watch
this
your
video. Are you going to show us your cock? Are we going to see your penis?
Yes.
All right, let's see it.
Yeah, hook it up.
Let's do this.
By the way, I'm impressed you could do the Gatorade bottle.
I hope you guys don't mind it blurted out a little bit, and I also put it on World Star.
Okay, a Gatorade bottle God. I think would spin on me like a horseshoe around a post.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
All right.
Give it a shot. Why? Wait.
So we're watching a
doing the
large black
sorry,
cock.
Sorry, I'm doing
as if there's any other kind.
Why do you have a black penis?
I've gotten a lot of tans. Remember when I had to do that Spanish thing where they were like, you have to act like you're a Spanish guy? I got really tanned, but I forgot to like take my clothes off. So I had like my shirt down. I just pulled my junk out.
So you just showed us footage of a black man masturbating himself with a McChicken. Yeah, I'm not done.
I don't understand why is this,
it's honestly
is this in
too
Japan?
Short of
why
a video.
Is his cock blurred out?
I don't know. It's so hard to find a video of my own cock having sex with a McChicken. It's just everybody
oh my
got
God.
Rid
there
of it.
Is, I have so many questions about this video.
Yeah.
First of all, why is he aiming to jizz all over his bed? Secondly,
that does raise a lot of questions. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's honest to God the one thing
I'd
you
prefer
avoid.
Not to have it on my stomach, but put it on my bed? Are you insane?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's never going to the cleaners.
Which, by the way, this is not my cock, so.
Like, for the rest of time, a woman could sit on
I know it looks like
pregnant.
Mine.
Secondly, the mayo, the lube, is only on one side of the sandwich. The other side feels like sandpaper. The McChicken, I mean, it's just
yeah, that
breading
yeah,
and
the
pepper.
Bread is probably a little dry, right?
Yeah, if a chick was giving me a hand job and then was like, oh, let
probably
me add some broken
worlds.
Glass to the mix.
Yeah. Probably best what? Of both worlds, right?
No, it's just
it's
awful.
It's like it's soft and it's rough.
Oh, no. That's like having an airplane and landing it
I
without the landing
I,
gear. Just the fuselage is getting ripped apart by the asphalt.
Dude, it blows my mind what goes viral. Like, this guy beating off in a McChicken sandwich, probably, he was like, I'm going to put this up there. Just because I'm fucking...
I love McChickens, baby!
Yeah,
he wanted to eat at McDonald's for life.
And it has 2,000 comments.
Oh, yeah. And that was
good
like...
Him,
that video
man.
Was like up to today, and that's like a 3-day-old video.
Dude, that's...
Well,
we
I mean, yeah, good
that.
For him for
I
having
know,
a
I was
piece,
like, we need
too.
To do something like that.
Are we all just going to tiptoe around the fact that he's packing?
He's
I mean,
doing
is
all
there
right.
Like a brother that doesn't pack?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a given... Wait, you've seen him?
Yeah, there's a couple.
You've actually
seen
him?
I've seen a couple.
Have I seen black penises?
Do you want to know one
I've
I saw?
Seen
do you want to know
thousands.
One?
Thousands.
Do you want to know one I saw that just wasn't like crazy impressive?
Okay.
Oh. And you guys can demonize me for it.
I got one,
it.
But I'll let you go. Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
I got a good
Hold
one.
Hold on.
Carl Winslow?
Hold on. Steve Urkel? Hold on. No.
You saw it.
No. Steve Urkel does.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
But
Jaleel White?
Stefan Urkel.
Oh, he has a little one?
Swinging.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course. Obviously.
Different guy.
Yeah.
All right, so no. We'll both say our black wings.
On three. Okay, I'll count. So it's three and then say it.
I forget his last name, but
one.
I can
two,
try.
Three.
The guy who had sex with Leslie Jones. Okay, you didn't say anything. Try. What the hell, man?
Because I was like trying to think of his full name, and then you just blurted it out.
I don't know his name.
Oh wait, were you gonna go with the guy that did Leslie Jones too?
No, who's that good looking black guy, the actor Terrence Howard.
Wow, big pimpin'?
The smallest cock you've ever seen.
What?
Not only for black people, for Asians, for freaking small rodents.
Whoa.
Every species out there. He has the tiniest cock. Dude, he does a nude scene in 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying. There's like a shower scene where like some dude's trying to fucking like beat him up in jail. And
it would make you hide, I guess. Like, you know, like a.
No, dude, this is
what?
On a different level of hidden. Like you can actually probably pull it up.
Yep.
Just look up Terrence Howard. Get Rich or Die Trying.
I'll find the bookmark.
Dude, you won't even believe how small his wiener is in this scene. It's almost like I saw it and I was like, why would he like okay this? Like,
oh, like Ken Jeong in Hangover. Like, I know that was his.
Oh
idea.
yeah.
Dude, it's
he's
like,
just like, dude, that's as funny as it can get.
I'm sorry, like that scene in The Hangover, I feel every Asian guy in the world was like, fuck, dude, you set us back.
You
like
ruined
50
us.
Years.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, that's like
you work so hard.
Yeah.
To sort of be white.
I mean, that's like Don Cheadle.
Oh,
like,
you were kidding me.
Doing blackface or something.
You were fucking kidding me, dude.
Pass it over here.
Is that the dick I'm looking at?
Yo, that's the
dick. Is that the dick?
Wait.
Is that the dick that you were talking about?
That's the dick.
I'm showing you the dicks in a lineup. Wait, is that the dick you're talking about?
Yeah. Let me see it. The clit surrounded by freaking a bush of pubes.
Let me see.
Ouch, brother.
Come on.
You didn't see it?
I need a win today. I don't want to look up Terrence Howard's penis
you're
on a...
Feel
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you do.
You're going to feel all
right. Yeah, I'm bigger.
Well, yeah.
I think you
I'm
need
bigger.
To see
it might be
like,
a push, but I'm bigger.
I think you need to see it in motion, though. Like, when you see him running around with
and
it,
there's
like,
no motion?
Yeah,
like, it's
exactly.
Small enough. Yeah.
It's, like, sturdy and just...
Oh, no.
My volume button on my headphones...
What about?
...has a lot more action than that dick does right now.
Dude,
yeah.
Isn't that crazy, man?
That thing's just like a little LED light.
And the thing is, like, once you see that, you can never think of anything
but
else
he's
when you see him on the screen.
But he's gangster as shit.
I know. Oh, I mean, you got to be gangster as shit
mean, you
to,
have
like,
to, right?
Be like, hey, everyone, this is my tiny cock. Respect it.
White people take a note. Because the only tiny cock white people you see is they're like, you know what? I'm into humiliation porn. And this guy's like, you know what?
Cages.
I'm going to be a millionaire, and y'all can eat my ass.
Wow. Jesus Christ almighty. All right. Hustle and flow ain't packing.
He's overcome a lot, dude.
That's
speaking
small
of being a
okay,
like...
So I take mine back. Mine, which I said... did you want to go on to
Leslie Jones?
The more small?
Yeah, let's do the Leslie Jones.
But
I
did want to
Les
say
dog
I was like,
I
did bring that up.
Dude, I'm all for looking at black celebrity penises. Like, I'll do that all day.
Yeah,
why not?
Let's do a 3-hour show on this.
I'm sorry, it's more.
I think we should.
Am I the only one? I'm more fascinated
Pop
by that than like just a chick's nude leaks. Like, I've seen tits before, but like, if you show me like De Niro's dick or something. Or...
Yeah, I mean, for me, it depends on like the type of celebrity. Like, there have been a lot
they have
of like
to be
athlete
A-list.
Leaks.
Otherwise, you're just looking at penises, like for the sake of looking at penises.
Yeah.
I feel like this year there have been about like 3 or 4 NBA players whose cocks have been out there.
They're all
and
gigantic.
And I'm just like,
right?
Yeah, like okay. Once
yeah,
you've seen
like,
one,
no
you've
crap.
Seen them all. Yeah. But you know, actors and shit like that. Like it's different. It's like
I remember. God, was it Santonio Holmes?
Oh yeah.
I think that was maybe the last one I won't say sought out, but I did a you know click here and there, and I didn't
like,
need
damn
that.
Damn it!
I think that's like where the root of my depression comes from.
Me too.
Santonio Holmes' giant spray paint can.
Oh,
just staring at me in the shower.
Chris Brown.
Oh yeah.
holy, like, and Rihanna's cervix suit? Must be, like, in her... No, they have legit nudes of Chris Brown.
Oh, really?
Like, it looks... It's very livestocky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost your... You're like, that's too much. I never thought I'd say that. Like, if I had a magic wand and could change this, if I were the T-1000,
yeah,
like, that
make it
would
liquid
be,
metal, and yeah,
no woman would want it. That.
Yeah, and yet, it's like, you gotta consider a reduction if you have a Chris Brown-sized penis.
You would have to wrap your hand around the shaft to avoid organ damage. Like, they could only slide down, so you'd have to get, like, a batting practice donut and put that around your dick and hope that it was big enough
Damn
to fit your
funny.
Huge dick so that a chick wouldn't fuck herself up on that thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. That destroyed nice. Rihanna for me.
Yeah.
Really? That's what
that.
Destroyed her for
a
you?
A little bit. I was just like,
not her.
She's an angel.
She's a saint. What about her picture of her having 5 black eyes after getting in a fight with Chris Brown?
What?
And crying. You guys, I mean, everyone's seen that picture. The picture of her, like, after she got beat up by Chris Brown.
Okay, sure, but yeah, I haven't seen the 5 black guys.
Her bruises.
No, I said black eyes.
Like, oh,
I heard black guys.
Shoot, I heard black guys. Yeah, yeah, it was I was like, dude.
I'm like, is that like South Central black guys?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I had to like cross my legs a little bit.
She, I mean, you guys, everybody knows that picture. It's like.
Oh yeah, but that doesn't.
Oh yeah, he's an ass.
Yeah, she'll heal.
That kind of messed her up.
Not down
for
there
me.
Though. Like, yeah. After that.
Yeah. Oh, because she didn't have hands?
What?
You were like, what was I say? You said it kind of messed her.
Messed her up for me.
Yeah.
Oh, what, just what, seeing her dinked up?
Yeah.
Because she couldn't duck
no.
and dive.
If anything,
and
that,
she didn't have hands on her. You're like,
she
defend
herself?
I can't have a girl that doesn't have hands.
No, if anything, that made me feel like you did have a chance. You'd be like, hello, m'lady. We will be driving through Arby's tonight. We'll be getting some gyros. At no point during the night will I beat the fucking shit out of you. She'll be like, okay, you know what? Change of pace. She'll, again, another Costanza. She'll be like, every instinct I have, I'll go against it. So she'll be like, yeah, chubby white guy with a small prick. Take me to Arby's and don't beat me. And then she'd love me.
I mean, I know it's not like, obviously, I sound like a shithead even saying this, but like when you see a girl like at her... Her lowest, like, it kind of...
Like, anytime she's blowing me?
Yeah. Or, like, if a girl you think is super hot has diarrhea, uh-huh. and you hear her stinking up the bathroom, and...
Yeah.
And, like, it kind of messes her
Instant
up for you, right?
Odor.
Like, a little bit? Like...
No, I'm happy the bitch is off her pedestal. Like...
Takes her down.
You're like, this yeah. is... Oh, this is good material.
Yeah, like, if I were around in her prime Jessica Alba, yeah, and then she was just wearing white shorts and fucking got this huge
diarrhea stain?
Blood stain. Oh, okay. Both. You know what? Yeah, fuck yeah. it. Let's go for broke.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the word dookie stain.
After
it is a good combo of words.
After she came out of the shower, like, with the bath towel on, you know, I'd burned the evidence, I'd feel like I had a chance. Like, I watched you shit yourself. I'm in nothing, but you fucking just shit yourself.
Okay, so I know I'm comparing her
so you have
being
higher,
a victim of domestic
your
abuse
higher
to
self-esteem, then.
Having friggin' dysentery.
Yes.
But so if a hot chick
yes, hot girl.
Is it hanging out at your house?
Yes.
And she goes to the she says, I have to go to the bathroom, I have to uh-huh. wash my hands. And she gets out and you walk by and it smells like freaking
it's horrific.
An Exxon station in Martinsburg, West Virginia. You would be like,
it's like meth cooking.
Maybe I do have a chance here.
Yeah.
That's how you would see that?
Yeah, because whenever a night is just strict sexual tension, I fucking suck at that.
Yeah.
Like, if we're ever just like, this is us being straight-faced. We're like, you know, like black R&B song style. Like, where it's just like, damn, girl, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you twice. And it's just all like, I can't do that. Like, people are like, hey... You know, are you ever not trying to be funny? No, this is my coping mechanism. It's how I fucking deal with life. Anytime anyone is like, turn that shit down, I stink at it. The only time I guess is like during actual fucking, I won't be funny. But then I just get like really like mean and physical, like not in an unwanted way. Like I won't choke them within an inch of their life. But like, you know, a lot of hair pulling and all the good shit like that. That's I got to be doing something that's abnormal. I can never just be in the moment and a normal person. I'm either being funny or like weirdly sadistic.
So you need them to kind of like show you a little bit of their insecurities.
Yeah,
their...
Oh yeah, I need the dirty shit that makes them the literal.
Yeah.
I need what makes them like fucked up. Like, this is my fucked up. What's your fucked up?
Okay, so let me give you another example. I was watching what's that Amish show, whatever they
Sopranos.
It's like on TLC. They follow these like Amish kids.
Raised but, Amish, going Amish, something living like that, Amish. Yeah, yeah.
There's
shit.
This one guy. His name is Gay. No,
Latrell.
It's like freaking Job or Abraham or something. Okay. Like that. He is the sleaziest of all sleaze balls. Like, he is so greasy all the time. His hair is disgusting. He has freaking yellow butter teeth. Uh-huh. He is always like talking shit about everybody. Everyone hates him, right?
Okay.
So he's like, guys, I gotta tell you something. I
don't have a Periscope on that.
He's like, I'm getting married and I want you guys to come to my wedding. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Abraham's getting married.
Okay.
And so it's like out in Washington, Seattle, Washington. And they're like, we're going to meet his new girl. And she's like way too hot for him. Like, she's like this Hispanic girl that's like,
whoa, oh,
way
shit.
Too good looking for him. And she's like, yeah, you know, I saw him.
And
on Twitter.
Back on the mic. Yeah. He said Hispanic.
She's girl. Like, I saw him on Twitter and, you know, I just favorited one of his tweets. And I was like, hey, I love you on the show. And, you know, we started talking and it's he came on. Out about. And I was like, this fucking bitch. This fucking guy, yeah. This guy. And so like they're like, he's introducing her to his like weird Amish family or whatever. And they're all getting along. And yeah. Then she's like, yeah, I was in a cult and I left and they cursed me and I had to get all my intestines taken out and they put this weird pouch in my stomach.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
colostomy.
Yeah. No, no, it was called like a J pouch or something.
Okay.
And I was like, that there it is. That's why she's fucking with him, because
yeah.
She's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't like,
she's been abducted.
Well, I wasn't like, oh yeah, she's finally on my level, blah blah blah. So like, okay. It sounds like the way you're talking,
she's
like that's it. How you would have reacted to her saying something like that.
I was talking transient embarrassment. You're talking maiming.
Well like if a woman, we started with Rihanna in being half. Like beaten up. So I don't know. I feel like these are all sort of on the same level in a weird way.
No.
You don't see it? You don't see it?
I do see it. To me, they're not
how
in
you...
the same. Like, permanent damage where, like, I can literally jizz too hard down a girl's throat and it will pop a pouch in her tummy. Like, that's different than a black eye that's cleared up in 2 weeks.
But having explosive diarrhea and not being afraid of stinking up your bathroom in a way could be permanent damage to you, because like, okay, I'm going to date this girl and she is okay with freaking
she's
leaving.
She's gutsy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm
she's
not
probably
going
to let me have a sexually chicken sandwich in front of her.
I guess I'm just trying to see.
She's fine with that.
See the downfalls the way you do. Because it sounds like it's a better
way of
living
life. I mean, as
long
as she wiped well, what's the damage? We all shit.
Yeah.
I don't, it doesn't, I'm
not. I mean, sometimes it sounds weird.
Look, it's not preferred.
You're stuck on the shit part. I'm not talking about like that specifically. I'm just talking about like if a girl had a flaw that you were not aware of previously that you became aware of.
Okay, sometimes.
You said it would kind of like.
All right, no.
You'd be into that.
If there's like a hot girl, but then she reveals. Oh, sorry, I'm fucking watching this
yeah,
project
what are you guys
over
doing?
Here. I think
like
he's trying to get Periscope on my
notes
iPhone.
About me.
No, I think he's like trying to get.
Yeah,
Periscope.
I don't know why this ass doesn't have Periscope on his iPhone to begin with.
Because I used to have a small model that like had 200 megs left.
I used to have a small model too.
Like I couldn't even fucking download a damn Prince album to the thing.
Now, Terrence Hatter.
Yeah, I can.
Terrence Howard has a small model.
So, all right, I don't want to learn lasting, horrible, fucked up. Like, I don't want to learn this hot girl is into me because her stepdad raped her for 8 years, and then she will never be able to truly, like, love or feel real emotions because of it. That I wouldn't like, but you're just like like if a hot girl spills a plate of spaghetti on herself, like we're in a Benny Hill fucking
episode.
Man,
it's over.
Okay.
Kick that slut to the curb. Like,
you dirty slut.
I'm great with it. Like, that gives you like a window of attack. Like, in that brief moment, she is on the lower social standing. Like, she's the one that fucked up.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to learn that she has a penis or anything like that, where suddenly it all makes sense why she said yes to the
date.
I just want a temporary window. I'm not asking for the other team's defense to die. I'm just asking for the cornerback to fucking slip for a little bit.
I think I have a, bringing it like full circle back to the Rihanna thing, I think I have a bigger problem with her like kind of getting her ass whooped by Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And then after like a year pass of her like going on Oprah and Ellen and crying a bunch.
Yeah, best thing that happened to her, by the way. Let's
her
be honest.
Reinitiating the fucking relationship with Chris Brown.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
no, that's
I think
fucked
that's
up.
What I was like more bothered by than her being in that like tumultuous relationship in the first place.
I know a couple girls that take a beating and have just gone back to the guy, and you're supportive as a friend.
Yeah.
But applying cold male, thus accurate logic, all you can think the entire time is, you know, like the world is yours on a blimp. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right,
what the fuck
right,
is
right,
like
yeah.
really? It's he. You took a beating. That's
right,
it.
Yeah.
That's you should flee.
And so then when they do something, like, it's like you are kind of a stupid idiot. Like, you're not somebody I can have like a real conversation, real relationship with. If you're.
Well, I think what's so annoying is that they've gone back to like Rihanna goes back to Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Rihanna goes back.
You could do
the
something
revenge.
Like she could dump you and you'd be like, well, what did I do, Rihanna? Yeah. And she'd be like, you were on your phone too much. And you're like, I'm sorry. Should I have beaten you more?
Right.
That
right.
is not a thing.
Would that have helped grease the skids
yeah,
of our
yeah,
romance?
Yeah.
So I'm okay. I guess we're in agreement.
So yeah. He's got a dick.
Yeah. Who? Rihanna does?
No, Chris.
Oh yeah.
Well,
oh,
she
the,
did.
The piece on Chris Brown.
Yeah, for like a little bit, she had a bigger dick than I had.
Yeah, no, it is. I just, yeah, fucking dude, like regular, you know, I guess honky celebrity nude leaks is just standard issue penis. You know,
yeah.
There's nothing. It's like Michael Fassbender, I guess, has a huge one, but it's tastefully huge. But yeah like,
well, you're going deep.
Not
I've never seen that penis.
Oh, look up Michael Fassbender penis.
Yeah, we can look that up. But I was going to bring up, well, one, because I saw
you're
the,
right. We do need the video component for the show.
I was going to say, I mean, one, because I brought up the Leslie Jones pictures. But then secondly, also, you know, because those got leaked. But also the Anthony Wieners. The Anthony Wieners of the world.
The old one?
No.
Okay, I know that he had new pictures leaked. And I guess the highlight was him trying to look like chiseled. With his kid
in bed
next to him.
Nice.
Yeah, in boxer shorts.
Yeah, which That's is hot. Just uncomfortable. That's
but
like
just still, I mean, that he was his wiener was out there, right? Everybody was looking it up.
I don't think I've seen. I know his dick
maybe
got
we
leaked
didn't.
On Opie and Anthony, right?
Yeah, maybe we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody leaked it, right?
It made the rounds eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, it made the rounds because it was like funny.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah.
Dude's putting his stuff out there.
It's kind of hot too.
He takes good care of himself for a guy
in the same vein. It is kind of inappropriate for us to look at it, just in the same vein that is inappropriate for us to look at Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
Or is it not at all? I want to know your guys' opinions.
I mean, technically,
I mean,
it is, but
I mean, yes, yeah, sure. Technically, I think all around, sure, it is. But it's like, is it because of their situations that people find themselves, I'll look up his dick. But they're like, Leslie Jones, they're like, I can't believe. You looked that up.
Oh,
like,
are you saying there's a gender gap?
I don't know.
Women, it's like, that's disgusting.
I don't know.
Rights were violated.
Right? Yeah.
But for a dude,
I saw
a
bunch of
a
tweets
dick.
That were like, I can't believe I saw Anthony Weiner's dick. And I was like, you didn't have to. But also, you know, I didn't have to. But I feel like, where is that like thing? Like, where's that divide? Is it okay? Because he was doing something of
debauchery. Well,
where
did you fall on it? Like, especially during the fappening.
Well, say he was doing something of debauchery.
Oh, so he put it out himself,
right?
You're saying.
Well, he didn't put it out himself. But the fact that the actions he was taking.
Like, he deserved it? Are you slut-shaming him?
Might have. I might have.
I mean, a
is
lot of.
Is this more deserved to see than somebody who's got leaked because something happened.
I'm trying to track with you.
This is a hard, this is a hard thing to pick.
Well, oh, it's you getting what he's putting down. You field it first. I'm a little confused here still.
I mean, if you're asking if any, I don't think if you're a public figure and you like text nudes or whatever, I think everyone who does that like has the thought cross their mind that, okay, there's a chance here that like this could get out. So I gotta like, if I'm gonna send these nudes, I gotta be,
yeah,
like I gotta have that in mind. And so like when it goes out and when it gets leaked, I'm just like, I don't personally, I don't feel bad for them because I feel like they knew what they were getting into by doing that.
I'm a fucking podcaster, and even I just send like Santonio Holmes's dick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you always use a stunt dick.
Exactly.
See, that's where everybody goes wrong is you don't use a stunt dick.
I don't feel bad for looking at stuff that I'm like. I don't feel bad for looking at.
Yeah, basically, I just want to know like, where do you stand on how you feel? Do you think it's worse to look at somebody who got leaked because of just troll aggression, or do you think it's?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I get what you're saying. So like,
yeah.
Leslie Jones.
Is there a difference?
Leslie Jones. I don't know if you followed this.
Yeah. Like a couple months ago. I'm not gonna look up those nudes. Like,
I.
You guys saw them?
I mentioned the D, didn't I?
I saw.
Yeah.
Maybe 0.8.
Wait, so it was her
maybe
like having 0.8 sex?
0.8 seconds. No, I didn't get as deep as Petey over here. I
got deeper than he did.
I saw her just on a bed, on her back, smiling with him to the doing the Sidewinders bit. And I was like, shh, that's exactly what I expected. Like, what the fuck was I thinking clicking this? And I went right back.
That is tough.
There's this whole weird anti-Leslie Jones thing. Like, are you... I'm not very familiar with her. I know she's SNL.
I don't think it's an anti-Leslie Jones thing. I mean, I feel like everybody's, like, in her corner, like, going to bat for her.
I think so, too.
Which, I mean, is kind of annoying to me.
I think it's a small group of
trolls. Because I'm like...
No, I think there's some people out there that feel she was, and I agree to some extent with this, that, like, she's had a really long comedy career that, let's be honest, I don't think went many places. And what I know of her, she's perfectly innocuous. Like, I don't find her particularly funny. I don't find her unfunny. I'm like, that's some shit that could be on TV. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Like, Punk'd was on TV. I don't consider that the fucking height of culture either.
Right.
So, she is now on SNL, I believe, because Chris Rock just turned to Lorne Michaels and was like, more or less, if you don't hire her, your old ass is racist. It was really along those lines. So she gets that break, and then she's then in Ghostbusters, which got a lot of ire from dudes, you know, some dudes who were like, fuck it, why are they doing an all-girl remake of this thing? And she got really singled out. I don't know if you follow this on Twitter where people were like sending pictures of Harambe to her and shit like that.
Oh, God.
It was very over the top. Like,
who the fuck cares though? Like, every celebrity is subject to vitriol on social media. Like, what? Because she's an ugly black chick that everyone has to like kind of like stick up for her and go to bat for her. Like, everyone is, even people who aren't celebrities, everybody gets hate on Twitter. Like, it's part of the fucking deal. Like,
I hadn't thought of it that way. That a lot of people, I don't know, hers kind of went viral. Like, it almost became a thing where it's
because
like,
she was like,
hey, let's send shit to Leslie
giving
Jones.
It such a big reaction.
Yeah,
she
that's,
like made
that was
it
how
an
she
event
fucked
for
up.
The night.
Yeah, when she was like retweeting it and would be like, oh, hell no, I blocked. You know?
Dude, that's rule number one of being on social media if you're a celebrity. Never fucking feed the trolls.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if you feed, they'll if you give them one tweet, you're basically feeding them for 48 hours of more hate. Like, so for her to like engage with people and freaking make a huge like spectacle of it, I'm just like, that's you should know better. You don't do that.
I can't say I disagree. I'll put it, right. I don't think she handled it very well. I mean, I think it's fucking, I think anyone that sends that shit on any level is fucking pathetic.
Like, sends
like just hateful shit to someone they don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that's
put
just
it really
like,
well.
That's the environment of like, so there are so many freaking like anonymous posters with egg avatars who literally start accounts just to fucking
just
send
to
like
asshole.
The most evil shit they can to people to see if they can get a rise out of them.
I've never had that inclination. Like, even in real life, like earlier today, I saw some, like, a truck driver screaming at a guy with a crane in a parking lot. Because, like, this is my fucking life. And he was just screaming his head off, like, because you're a fucking asshole! And Jesus. I heard that, like, just from easily 300 feet away. And they were losing their shit on each other. Like, I was really expecting some fur to fly. And then they just went to their vehicles. But I don't do that online, much less real life. Like, to me, people, I want to know what the fuck we can do for each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need an enemy. I need a friend.
Well, that's
like,
I mean, you understand that's like a rarity, though, right?
Apparently. Like, I just view it as pragmatism. Like, you can do more for me not hating my fucking gut.
Yeah.
People aren't looking for favor. Like, all right, let me give you an example. I think I forget who I was following, but I saw that, like, he was tweeting back and forth with somebody who was, like, starting some shit with him.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw him retweet.
Oh, it was Freddie Mercury.
And then I saw him retweet a guy's tweet that said, hey, man, I've been tweeting you all year, and you never responded, and you're, like, responding to this one dude who's fucking talking crazy shit about you.
I've had that same argument.
Yeah, yeah. So then, like, everybody knows that. Everybody sees that.
Yeah.
So all they want is, like, acknowledgement. Everybody just wants attention. And they see that as, like, the best opportunity for them to get some attention is by just saying the most hateful thing they can come up with.
Oh, man. That is so... I'm not saying... Because I said some fucked up shit earlier on the show, for Christ's sake. But, like...
Right.
That's one thing that doesn't click in my... Like, I don't...
Dude, we're all getting tweets later.
Yeah. Like, oh, Brittany called me a cocksucker and then blocked me. My days made. Like, what the fuck was the logic? But I'm not saying be nice to Britney Spears because you might fuck her one time. But, like, what did you gain from that? Like, are we so worthless that, like, someone acknowledging us to call us a piece of shit and then block us is...
I mean, you say that, but I could totally see somebody bragging to us about how they got into
a
Twitter war with freaking Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And he blocked him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... I feel like that's the highlight of some people's lives. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Like, the fact that they got a tweet back from somebody and blocked, like, that'll be the greatest story they have to tell for the rest of their lives. So that's, like, what the majority of people out there are looking for.
We need euthanasia, though. Like, that's fucking disgusting.
Grandchildren, did I tell you how I called Justin a cat?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I got in a,
I told him that I ate his mom's ass. He blocked me.
Dude, I think it was
That's
like 6 years ago, I got into a Twitter spat with, like, a porn star.
Uh-huh.
Her name's, like, Mercedes Ashley.
You're like, okay. Fuck you up.
I still remember that shit to this day. I don't even remember how it started. I think I was, like, being
I beefed
dick.
With Scott Baio, but I think it was, like, one of his handlers. And it
Who
wasn't,
hasn't? Yeah.
I didn't even go for, like, hey, you've done nothing with your life since Happy Days. Fuck your mother.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We just, like, joked back and forth. Where he was like, hey, Papa's Basement. Get out of your Papa's Basement. I'm like, oh,
that's what he said.
You got me.
Shtick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I still remember that, and I tell a story, like, every once in a while. So, I mean, I'm not saying that I, like, sympathize with these fucking people who send, you know, gorilla memes and N-word tweets to black celebrities. But, like, I totally understand the mindset that they have when they do it. And honestly, like I said, that's, like, the majority of people out there. Like, they don't want to fucking do something. They want to, like,
I know, they want to
shit on someone and get a little bit of a reaction, and then they're
bit.
Good for the week.
They want
enough so it's not their own, so it can't be shitted on.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's not something they created, so it can't be shitted on.
So they want to destroy the Sim City, not
Why
take
you,
the
I,
time to...
Yeah. Why? I mean, I can't believe you're surprised by that, though. I feel like that's common knowledge with social media.
I see it everywhere, but it fucking just baffles me left and right. Like, you know, I want to see, like, some kid be like, y'all, check out my mixtape, you know, to his 18 followers. Like, that shit makes sense to me.
Right.
I need more auto DMs.
Reaching out to anger people. Like, don't you realize? It's like, I don't give a fuck how famous they are. That's still someone that gets pissed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had very few people ever do shit to me on Twitter. But when they do, I'm like, you fucking piece of human garbage. Like, I do not care for it.
You know what I really don't like, which kind of sucks, is, like, sure, that those assholes shouldn't be out there, but I understand where you're coming from 100%. But seeing that actor or person of fame get into these conversations with these people when you have, like, legitimately liked their stuff, talked to them, done all these things and gotten zip.
Yeah.
And then one dude's like, I fucked your mom. And he's like, he turns right to him and says, like, we're about to start a conversation. And you're like, bro,
come on, man.
I talked to you for 3 years.
Yeah, I've, you know, so you had watch actual that.
You're like,
and...
you're like,
dude,
I care about you. And that guy's just trying to fuck your mom. Ocho Cinco, I get it, she's hot.
I forget when this was, but I remember seeing the same situation where, like, a dude tweeted him, and he's like, yo, man, I've tweeted you. And he, like, gave him the exact number. He's like, I've tweeted you 72 times this year, and you've never responded or favored or anything. And he, like, it was pretty cool. Ocho Cinco, like, flew him out and, like, had him hang out with him for a day and, like, but
that's wild.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But that's like, you know, such a rarity. Like, nobody's gonna do that. But I feel like everybody feels that way. They're like, all I do is send you love tweets and tell you how much, and you give me nothing. I want something from you.
You know who doesn't do that? The Biebs. He'll follow you back.
He does?
He does. He always follows back.
I saw back when I had that Twitter follow bot years ago. I would and I was like following 10,000 accounts. I saw many a girl who would be like, oh my God, Justin followed me back. My life is done. And yeah, he apparently, I think if you go to Biebs' account, he's one of those, you know, like following 60 million, dude, followed by 65 million type shit.
I wonder what that's like to pull up Twitter and see you have
millions,
17,000 mentions to go through in the last 2 minutes.
That's all I want in life. All I fucking want.
Do you think
you'd
go through all 17 mentions?
Yeah, he would. And that's why... And that's actually what happens. Yeah, that's when people get burned out, and they're like, I'm just answering the bad ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So my buddy, Kevin McCarthy, BDK, he did an interview with Justin Timberlake, or Justin Bieber, and whoever directed his movie, some Asian, I think John Chu or Wu. Or
yeah, John Wu. Fu. Lots and, of guns and doves.
And doves, yeah.
He was tweeting the same exact tweet to both Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber and the director, like, every 15 minutes trying to get, like, a retweet from him. And the reason he was doing it is because, like, his mentions were just flooded, like, every five minutes. So he's like, dude, I gotta make sure he sees
this.
Stay
on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Eventually he's going to pull his phone up, and then hopefully I'm in the top.
Exactly, yeah.
Damn, that's nuts.
Oh, God. That's, yeah.
What a life. That sounds awesome.
I do one flick of my thumb at the mentions, and we're like, already back the goddamn march.
Yeah, I know. I feel great when I'm second in line at Arby's. I'm like, fuck yeah, I fucking made it.
You gotta keep trying.
They're gonna take me.
People are butt horrible, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
I just, that's baffling. And I, like, I'm so fucking naive that I feel like if you met these people face to face, they'd all just have a moment where it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean any of that. Like, I know you're a human being. And...
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've seen, like, the videos of people confronting their, internet haters or whatever. There have been like a ton of them.
I just know the credits, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where they do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they just beat the shit out of the kids that said bad things about them.
Yeah, nope.
That was awesome.
I feel like the trolls, again, nobody really hates any of them. They just want, they want some attention. That's what it all boils down to most of the time.
Jesus.
People just want attention, including me.
I don't know. That's why we do this damn
show. Watch us next week.
Yeah, like, really, like, we should just do a show called, like, Michelle Obama's a cunt or something. Yeah, and, like, fucking see if that blows up.
Yep.
The troll cast.
God damn.
Fuck, I'd be surprised if there wasn't a troll cast.
Fuck Eleanor Roosevelt, too. That'll be episode two. Anyway, what the fuck, man? What are you doing with my phone?
I don't know.
Dude, you guys are so distracted.
I'm not. I'm watching him
very much. Not
I think
so
the Periscope
true.
Conked out like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, it's over?
And he's trying to, like,
I got it back, and then.
So what's this?
Yeah, no, we're back now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he's like been asking for my password for the App Store. Because
I needed to get the app back, and then I was like, I was trying to interact.
Why is it so important that people see
stuff?
You?
I mean, why not?
It's good to have a video.
We're getting some action. Yeah.
Just want some love.
It's nice to talk to a couple people, because then we can actually add them into the show. Which, by the way, anybody who's still listening, we're sorry we couldn't get to, like, get your comments, like, while we were talking about them.
We never got
mostly
that,
knew,
that intern.
You know, I mean, you guys were, and the reason we didn't say anything is because you guys were saying a bunch of nice stuff. You didn't say anything bad.
Yeah.
We weren't going to react to that. So.
Talk about my dead dad's dick. That'll get you some attention.
Yeah, talk some shit.
Yeah.
Or don't. Actually, just be nice, and I'll
talk about
it.
How it was huge and it wasn't willed to me, so now it's just rotten and worthless.
Well,
there we go.
I guess we didn't really get to any of our topics.
No, that's kind of a good
show.
We
get to a lot of topics. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Celebrity cocks.
Yeah, and Arby's. Yeah.
Internet
I
trolls.
I feel like that's it, mostly.
And an awkward and food gyros. Fucking segment. Yeah.
Yeah. That was hilarious. Thank you.
We crushed it. All right. So, yeah, let's do our goodbyes then. I think we're good to go. I'm fucking picking Arby's left and right. So good for you, Pitchman.
Thank
and
you.
And you are?
It worked. Othello BT. Good to see you guys.
And I am
BT on Twitter.
At Pete Maybe. All right. On the Twitters.
I'm at Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Again, I guess OPP show for now.
I like the POP show. It's a podcast. It's a POP.
Right. Why are you hesitant on that? Is it because there's already a podcast out there?
It's P period O period P period.
All right, this is the show's called the Popcast. Oh. And you say it like that, Popcast.
Popcast.
All gay and Britishy. For now, it's on inpapasbasement.com. Again, I don't know, facebook.com/papasbasement. The other show I do is Papa's Basement. So find that if you're not listening to that already, but I'm sure you are if you're listening to this. So look up Terrence Howard's dick, Santonio Holmes's dixes. It's that big, it's plural. And who else? What are we covering?
I mean, if you guys want to look up the nudes that were leaked, that's up to you.
That's not
that's
right.
In your own corner.
All right, till next
time. God damn, that's a small dick.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.